This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Governor Hochul has ordered a top-down review of New York's marijuana licensing process. It's Tuesday, March 19th, and this is your New York Daily News. Tuesday's forecast calls for cloudy skies in New York City with a high near 47 and a low near 40. Before today's top story, as migrant families continue to be churned out of temporary shelters every 60 days, advocates, elected officials, and migrants themselves say Mayor Adams' shelter stay limit policy is chaotic, ad hoc, and inconsistent, and is yet another barrier to helping migrants build stable lives in New York City. Since the limits for families with children went into effect on January 9th, more than 8,600 migrants have been pushed out of shelters, forced to reapply for their temporary homes or to other housing. About half of the 8,600 migrants are still in the city's care. More than 10,000 eviction notices have been served to families with children in total as of March 12th. Mayor Adams has credited the 60-day policy for avoiding further budget cuts this spring and repeatedly told New Yorkers he's committed to making sure migrant families find new shelter placements quickly. And a former police colleague of New York City Mayor Eric Adams claims in a bombshell new lawsuit alleging sexual assault that he exposed himself to her and demanded she perform oral sex on him in exchange for help with a job issue more than 3 decades ago. The accuser, Lorna Beach Mathura, first came forward in November by filing a notice of claim saying she planned to sue Adams for sexual assault. The brief November filing didn't include specifics about the accusation. In response to the newly filed lawsuit, the city government's corporation counsel, who's representing Adams in the sexual assault case, said the mayor vehemently denies Beach Mathura's accusations. The suit filed Monday afternoon in Manhattan Supreme Court alleges the incident took place in 1993 when Beach Mathura and Adams both worked for the City Transit Police Department. Find these stories and more right now at nydailynews.com.
My name is Greg Jackson. I'm a PhD holding historian, a professor, and the creator of History That Doesn't Suck, a podcast that makes legit, seriously researched American history come to life through entertaining stories. Join me for a chronological telling of the United States story, from the Revolution to fractious Civil War, tenacious inventors, brave reformers, and more. With more than 100 episodes, you can already binge listen your way from 1776 to the early 20th century. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on Spotify.
The Office of New York Governor Kathy Hochul said Monday that New York State has launched a comprehensive review of its sluggish process for licensing cannabis shops, targeting a tortured legalization rollout that has allowed a sprawling market of unlicensed retailers to emerge across the city. The governor tapped Jeanette Moy, the commissioner of the State Office of General Services, to conduct the analysis. In a statement, Hochul's office said Moy would embed with the Office of Cannabis Management for at least a month and carry out a top-down review focused on hastening permitting. The state began to issue its first retail marijuana licenses in 2022. A complex process for approving permits for sellers has limited the rollout. As of this winter, the city had fewer than 40 legal cannabis retailers, according to the much maligned Office of Cannabis Management. At the same time, an estimated 2,500 illicit pot shops have cropped up across the five boroughs, according to Mayor Adams' office. The unlicensed joints appeared to be challenging the legal store's ability to take off, and many of the illicit pot shops target kids, according to officials. The rollout of some licensed shops has been delayed by legal battles, and the state's permitting process was initially slowed by bureaucratic red tape. Hochul, who has presided over the bumpy legalization rollout, has acknowledged that the process has been disastrous. She has moved to grant broader power to city authorities to weed out the illicit shops, and on Monday she turned her focus to the permitting process. Today we take the first step in revamping New York's legal cannabis industry to ensure its long-term success, Hochul said in a statement expressing confidence in Moy's ability to jumpstart the next phase of New York's legal cannabis market. Moy has served as the commissioner of the State General Services Office since 2021. In a statement, she said she looked forward to working with the leadership in the Cannabis Management Office and to finding ways to streamline the application process and get businesses open. For more on this story and for the latest in New York City politics, visit nydailynews.com and follow us on social media at nydailynews. Thanks for listening. My name is Imran Sheikh.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.